Sif Simen Lamed Dalet Sif Beis. Even though we mentioned that we pass being like Rashi, respect to the order of how to put the parshas into the tefillin. Yerushimayim Yitzi Dei Shneim V'Yasa Shtei Zugas Tefillin. According to the Mechaber, Yerushimayim should have two pairs of tefillin. V'Yaniach Shneihem, you should put them both on simultaneously. V'Yicham V'Anachosim Ba'Oison Shein Alive the Hilchasan Yitzi. You should have in mind that the ones that are kosher, that I want that to be yoytze the mitzvah, and the other ones I want it to be not the same mitzvah. Ki mokim yesh b'reish l'niach shtei tefillin v'chem izreya. The mice is enough room to put two batim on your head in the area which is kosher for the bias of tefillin, and also on the arm there's enough room for both of them. Many day lechaven hamokim l'niach shneim yachad yaniach k'dibri echod ha'echod shel yad v'shel roish. If he doesn't know how to put them in a fashion that he can wear them both simultaneously, then he should put like one of them, which Mr. Bruce says that you should put on Rashi first, because we hold the Ikar Din is like Rashi, so Memela should be Mavsik with the Rabbeinu Tam between the Brocha and the putting on of the Tefillin. So first you would put on the Rashi. According to this opinion, you put on the tefillin of Rashi and immediately afterwards take it off and put on the Rabbeinu Tam. If you can't put them on simultaneously, you'll wear the Rashi ones for the most of the davening. But loy brocha, with that a brocha v'yikur behem shema v'yim shemoya. Notice the problem with the first sheet is that we hold the Ikar Din like Rashi, and it's going to come out for the Kriyas Shema Tefillah he's going to have on the Rabbeinu Tam Tefillah. So that's those who do put on the Rabbeinu Tam Tefillah, that's the way they do it nowadays. In fact, they put on the Rashi for the davening, at the end of the davening, they put on the Rabbeinu Tam without a new bracha, and they say Shema V'yom Shemoyah.